K-Dub Palace, K-Dub Palace, man. Welcome back to another episode of K-Dub Palace, man. Just got done watching the NBA Finals with the Lynx and the New York Liberty. These games have been close and they've been interesting. They've been very exciting to watch. If this was the NBA, it would probably be one of the greatest NBA Finals in NBA history, but right now, we're watching one of the greatest WNBA finals in NBA history, if we're being honest. You know, I think in game three, Sabrina, you know, she hit a game winner, you know, to advance to the game tonight. And then, unfortunately, tonight, it couldn't go down again tonight as Sabrina tries to hit another game winner, but she misses it. A lot of three balls going back and forth. These games have been back and forth and they've been close. I think the series is 2-2 now. McBride had 19. Natalie Collier had 14 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Courtney Williams had 15 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. She had 1 steal. And for Liberty, Jones had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks from steal. Brown Stewart had a double-double with only 11 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. She was 5-for-20 from the field. Sabrina, 10 points, 5 assists. She was 5-for-16. So, not really a great shooting night for Brown or Sabrina. But they'll bounce back on Sunday as they go ahead to. They'll be playing on Sunday as they prepare for game five, which will be in New York. I still have the Minnesota Lynx winning. I have the Lynx winning, but I won't be surprised if the Liberty closes out on their home court in New York on Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern time, which is probably 5 o'clock Pacific. So yeah, they've been great games being played. Courtney Williams is a bucket. Natalie Collier is a bucket. McBride is a bucket. I want to say for the Lynx, one of the women hit a three. One of the women hit a couple of clutch threes. I think it was Smith that plays for the Lynx. Her last name is Smith. A. Smith. You know, she hit a couple clutch shots, you know, so, yeah, man, shout out to Minnesota Lynx for, you know, shout out to the Lynx for, you know, putting up a fight in this game and forcing the game five. Liberty, they've been playing good, you know. Jones had an and-one call that tied it to 80, but unfortunately, you know, I want to say, I'm not really too good with the names, but there was one player from the Lynx, I think it was Carlton, she went up for like a putback, and she got fouled by Sabrina, and then that's kind of what led them to win the game 82-80. She knocked down both free throws and won the game 82-80, forced the game five. So shout out to the NBA. It's been a lot of great basketball been played this season. So let's see who takes home the trophy on Sunday. It's not a lot of topics, but we'll touch on a few topics tonight. Juju Watkins, I think she's signing a Nike extension. Shout out to Juju Watkins from USC. I think regular season for them is like November 6th. It starts the first week of November. So college basketball is going to be coming back first week of November. Got USC. I'm looking forward to seeing what Juju Watkins and them do. I'm looking forward to see what Paige Becker does at UConn. And also Faje Johnson for LSU. Interested to see how Faje how Faje plays at LSU this year. So we'll see what happens. I think USC might go to I think the women, so USC, they might go to I'm excited to see what USC does this year, the women's, see how USC plays in the tournaments this year. I'm going with Juju to win the national championship for women's. Between her and Faje, if they don't meet, which they probably will, if LSU and USC don't meet in the tournament, and it turns out that LSU had to play like UConn or something before they get to USC, or if it's the other way around. But I got Juju and them winning all this year. I'm a big Juju Watkins fan. After Angel Reese went to the league, my favorite college player right now is Juju Watkins. But Paige Becker is a bucket. Faje, she got finesse. So she got a lot of finesse in her game. So, but no, I'm really a Juju Watkins fan. So, who knows? I'm saying I collect jerseys, so I might give me a Juju Watkins USC jersey. Who knows? Next on the list, we have Paul George. So Paul George, I think they played the Hawks. I think he hyperextended his knee, but it would later come out as a bone bruise in his left knee. So he'll be out. He'll be reevaluated next week. I'm assuming it's gonna take a couple weeks for him to get back on the court. So I think the Sixers play. I forget who the Sixers play, but I forget who they play, but they're definitely gonna need Paul George. They're definitely gonna need Paul George. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely gonna need Paul George. They're gonna need Embiid healthy too. That's where that Joel Embiid is not gonna play no more back to backs. I don't know. It's a little bit of a rocky start for the Sixers. I want to say opening night. I think the Sixers play the Bucks. They play the Bucks, so they play Giannis and Dame. But expect Paul George to come back the second week of the NBA season, around that time, maybe. Maybe a little bit later. In the month of November. But, luckily it's a bone bruise and there's no damage, on that knee. So, he should be back on the court, as soon as possible. So, prayers up to Paul George. No, I still don't have a favorite team going into the season. I'm probably gonna be the Memphis Grizzlies might be my team, or the Sixers, one of them, or the Lakers, or the Suns. But who knows? But yeah, we're definitely gonna see. Right now, I got Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. They playing their preseason game, their last preseason game. Ja Morant came back after tweaking his ankle the first game of preseason. But today is officially the last day of preseason in the NBA. The next time we'll see NBA basketball will be the start of the regular season, which will be Tuesday, October 22nd. We have the Lakers, Timberwolves, and we have the Knicks and Celtics as the first game, then the Lakers and Timberwolves after Knicks and Celtics. I think that's on TNT. One more year. It's one more year of TNT, and then that's it. It's the last year for Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny. I think what I'm going to do when the playoffs come around this year, we're going to do kind of like a recap of some inside the NBA moments from, you know, when they from like when they all go live to like the Christmas stunts and like Kenny running to the board with Chuck or Shaq or even Ernie sometimes, you know. Yeah, so we'll do like a recap stories of inside the NBA kind of toward the end of the season. Because, you know, I watched the inside the NBA regardless if they're like regardless if they're like old heads, they be hating, I still watch it for entertainment. And I kind of want to hear what they got to say. And so, yeah, they'll be missed, but they're probably going to, I know they're probably going to be cooking something up as far as like another show that they might be on kind of during the 2025-26 season. So, yeah. We have some more news of Kawhi Leonard. He's out indefinitely with the right knee. I'm going to be honest. I've heard a lot of people say that Kawhi should retire. I don't think he should retire, but I do think that Kawhi probably should go overseas somewhere and get a serious look at his knee. You know, instead of going to like the medical staff, you know what I'm saying, like of the team, he probably should do what Christian McCaffrey is doing with the 49ers now, in football. I think he's somewhere overseas getting his injury looked at. So I think Kawhi needs to go to the real professionals and not the team doctors. Probably needs to go overseas and see what's really going on. You know, this is the same knee that bothered him in the 2019 finals, I think. You know, and then he had a partial ACL tour 2021 season. I think he had a partial tour ACL then, in this series against Utah. And then he was out the 2021-2022 season. He missed that year, came back last season. He played 60 some games, and then he played most of the games last season. He was an all-star, missed the second team on all-NBA, and then he got hurt again in the playoffs in Dallas. So, you know, they gave, you know, like, give Kawhi all this money. And instead of re-signing Kawhi, they should have re-signed Paul George. They should have gave Paul George the contract before Kawhi, knowing that Kawhi's injury history, even though Paul George has injuries as well, but they're not as serious as Kawhi. You know, like Kawhi, he's missed games. You know, he's missed games and, you know, other stuff because of his knee. So, whatever's going on with the knee, man, they would need to get checked out and have a serious look into it because Kawhi has been the same since 2019. But when he's on the court, he's an all-NBA top five player. But when he's hurt consistently, you know, he falls out of that top 10 conversation, he falls out of that top 15, top 20 conversation. And it's unfortunate because Kawhi is one of the greatest players of all time. He's a top 75 player. You know, he carried the team to the championship with Toronto Raptors and won, even though I believe if KD don't get hurt, I don't think Kawhi wins that championship. You know, if Klay doesn't tear the ACL, I don't think Kawhi wins that championship. So, yeah, you know, I feel bad for the Clippers because they invested all the money into Kawhi, and now he's hurt, and now they're moving into an arena, and their star player right now that's going to be featured is James Harden. You know, last year it was supposed to be, like Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, and Russ. And with Russ and PG, you know, they've moved on to their new teams, and you know, they're left with the injured Kawhi and a doable James Harden. I think James Harden, this is James Harden's time to average 25 to 30 points a night. You know, I know James Harden has switched his role up to being like a 20 and 10, 17 point, 8 assist player, kind of like a double-double, getting the teammates involved and, you know, playing like a point guard as he is now. But if you look at the opportunity, he's their best player. You know, I don't want to say he should go back to Houston, James Harden, but he's going to have to. I'm not saying he has to go out here and average 30, even though I think we all know James Harden is definitely capable of averaging 30. I mean, he's, you know, like James Harden, he's averaged 36 points a game before. You know, James Harden is arguably a top five shooting guard of all time. I think people forget Houston James Harden, and they look at the Sixers and the, you know, like the Clippers, and kind of like toward the end of the Brooklyn Nets stint they had in Brooklyn. You know, when he first got to Brooklyn, you know, he was cooking. But then when KD and Kyrie got back, and Harden kind of had to kind of step back a little bit and play point guard. But I think people forget how nice James Harden was in Houston. I mean, he was a walking 30-point triple-double. I think people forget, but James Harden went on a long streak. Like, James Harden went on a 20-game streak where he averaged 30, over 30 points a game. And I don't know how many triple-doubles, but there was a stint where there was a long streak when James Harden averaged 30. It was like a 25-point game streak where he just averaged 30. All 25 games, he averaged over 30. And he was cooking. You know, so. And Houston James Harden was snapping. It's just too bad he didn't get a ring. But the team was too small. And they ran into Golden State. You know, if Chris Paul don't get hurt, I'm going to be honest, I think if Chris Paul don't get hurt, I think the Cavs will beat the Rockets in the finals that year. But then again, the Rockets could win a chance that year too, you know. But they would have ran up against LeBron. And I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Nobody on that team could guard LeBron. That 2018 Rockets, nobody could guard LeBron. So, Bron could be sitting here with 5 rings right now, you know. If the Rockets had beaten Golden State that year, I don't think Bron would get swept. I think Bron, I think they win that series 4-2. I think 4-2 would have been the record. I think the Rockets would have got 2 games in there, but I don't think they would beat Bron. Because I think Chris Paul would have gotten hurt in that series. Even if he didn't get hurt in the finals, he would have gotten hurt in the finals probably. And James Harden probably wouldn't have, I don't think he would have showed up like that. Especially against Braun. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, man. Sad, but James Harden, this is definitely his time to average 30. He could definitely average 30. If he really wanted to, he could average 30. This is kind of like a situation where he was kind of like in Houston. You know? I mean, right now, it's his team right now. You know, Kawhi's out. Paul George and Russ, they've moved on. So, this is James' team right now. In the new arena. James Harden's going to be that guy. He's going to have, he doesn't have to average 30, but he's going to have to average it. He's going to have to average at least 25. Like, that Houston James Harden is going to have to come back a little bit. You know what I mean? That Houston Harden might have come back a little bit, but we'll see, man. We'll see, man. Yeah, man. Like I said, man, Embiid not playing back-to-back games. I don't know, man. I got the, in the finals, man, I got the Celtics. You know, I got the Celtics going back again. I'm be honest, if the Celtics don't go back, I got the Sixers going, but Embiid and Paul George, they have to be healthy. They have to be healthy. I have the Sixers. I don't like the Knicks. I fight the Knicks. I don't know if I fight the Knicks are gonna miss DiVincenzo. They're gonna miss DiVincenzo. But I don't see the Knicks going to. The Celtics is gonna be there for sure, but I don't, it's between the Sixers and Knicks, and then the Bucks. The only way the Bucks will go is if Giannis is healthy and if Dame is mentally prepared to, if Dame is mentally right. Last year Dame wasn't mentally right. If Dame is mentally right this year, the Bucks can definitely like a team with Giannis and Dame. I don't see how they can't get to t I don't see how they can't get to the finals. With a team like that, I don't see how they can't get to the finals. So I mean, like, we'll see. The Knicks gotta, that Brunson Cat duo gotta get chemistry. Dame and Giannis gotta get chemistry. The Celtics got chemistry. They just gotta get healthy. Porzingis is out, so he has to get healthy. The Sixers definitely gotta get healthy. Embiid, yeah, he dropped 50 with one leg, man, he gotta be healthy. Embiid definitely, hopefully this back to back thing with Embiid, hopefully this really helps him in the playoffs, cause conference finals, man. I got the Sixers and Celtics. I don't beat the Knicks. I don't know. Like the Knicks, I know last year the Pacers, but they ran into teams with injuries. Giannis was hurt. Dame was hurt a couple games. Like they got off easy. So I don't see the Pacers going to. I see the Pacers getting out of the first round. But now the Pacers, they might get out of the second round, but I give them second round. I'm not gonna disrespect them. I'll give them second round, but yeah, I don't see the Pacers going back. But conference finals definitely got the Celtics and Sixers. If not Sixers, it's gonna be a mix. The Bucks, I think the Bucks just gotta get healthy. But the Bucks could definitely go, but I don't know. I don't want to put too much hype on the Knicks, right? I'm saying I'm trying. I don't want to do that. I'm saying because I'm already seeing Spike Lee at all the WNBA games now. I want Spike like now. Spike Lee's a Liberty fan now too. It's crazy, but yeah, man. Get healthy and be quiet, all y'all. I mean, but the Clippers, they should have paid Paul George. I think they chose the wrong person. They should have chose Paul George. Definitely should have chose Paul George. But I think the Clippers kept Kawhi because of what Kawhi did in the past. And that's cool. That's cool. Like, the past is cool, but what have you done for me lately? And Kawhi hasn't done nothing for them lately. Paul George hasn't either, but at least Paul George is not. He's not. He doesn't get as injured as much as Kawhi does. He doesn't miss as many games as Kawhi. Paul George, he played a lot of games last year too. So yeah, man, that's that, man. It's a short episode. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything I'm missing. Okay, so right now, October 26th, I got some games. Memphis at Orlando. I got Memphis winning. That's their second game of the season. Got the Kings and Lakers. Also, it's happening October 26th. You got the Clippers and Nuggets. I'm seeing the schedule on my TV right now. But, yeah, man. I got next week. Well, next week I'll do an episode where I think I'll do one for next Friday. I'll make a pod episode next Friday. After I handle my business next week, I'll make a pod episode next Friday. But I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Oh, Lonzo Ball came back. Lonzo Ball hit a couple threes, had a putback layup. Shot Lonzo Ball were coming back. You know, Lonzo's back. It's good to see him back on the court after 2 years of not playing basketball because of that knee. I think he had microfracture surgery. I probably said that all the way wrong. Microfracture surgery. His knee, I think he lost some cartilage, so nobody's ever came back from this surgery, according to everybody that's had the surgery. Kenyon Martin and Gilbert Arenas, I think they've had similar knee surgeries. They've talked about it. Nobody's ever came back from it. So Lonzo is the first to come back from it, from what I can see. So saw Lonzo Ball. I watched his podcast too, on YouTube. So yeah, shout Lonzo Ball. Like I said, John Morant came back tonight for the preseason game after tweaking his ankle last year against the Dallas Mavericks. I think the Grizzlies won this game against the Miami Heat. Yeah, man. Shout out to basketball is back. Basketball is back as the WNBA comes to an end. But basketball is back. I will be wearing my AD jersey on Tuesday. Because Bron and AD play Tuesday. So I will be in my Laker attire, in my Laker jersey. I'm not a Laker fan, but I have an AD jersey. He's my second favorite player, behind KD. So, yeah. I've been an Anthony Davis fan since he was on the Pelicans. Like, from when he got drafted to now, I've been an AD fan. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. But I got an AD Pelican jersey in the closet. And on 2K, when he played for the Pelicans, I was the point guard. I played with him and Boogie, and we won championships on 2K. We won about like 7, 8 championships in a row on 2K. My career, yeah. So I'm a part of that squad. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but this is going to conclude the pod. Make sure y'all go subscribe to my YouTube. I just dropped a video on my YouTube channel, K-Dub. The link is in my Instagram bio. My Instagram bio is DripGodK-Dub. Again, my Instagram is DripGodK-Dub. The link is in my bio. DripGodKdub. All spelled together. Instagram link to YouTube is in my bio. What else? Obviously, my podcast, K-Dub Palace. Y'all can find on all platforms: iHeart, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast and wherever you listen to your podcast. This has been another episode. I don't know what episode this is because I think this is episode 15. So on Spotify, it's episode 15. But I think on RSS, I think it's like out of order. I think I'm episode 14 on there. This is episode 15. We are 15 episodes in and barely got any listens. Insane. But it's cool though. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna still keep dropping. We're gonna still keep grinding regardless of who's not watching episodes, who's not listening. I say watching. Y'all gonna listen right now. I'm gonna try to get a video version of my pod so y'all can actually see me. But I mean, at the same time, if you want to see me, you can just, like I said, if you want to see me, I have a YouTube that I just announced just now and told y'all that the link is in my description. So if you want to see what I look like, watch my YouTube videos. You know what I'm saying? Watch the YouTube videos. But yeah, man, I'm going to catch y'all in the next video, man. NFL football is also this weekend. Even though this is a basketball podcast, but I don't care. My Eagles play the Giants Sunday, and we're going to destroy them. Saquon returns to New York. Saquon is going to torch his old team. He's going to cook the Giants. And yeah, man, the NBA is back. College basketball is back. Mikey Williams is in. I think he's playing for you. He's playing for UCF now after y'all know he got into like the gun situation, which he had to go to court for and all that, which held him out a whole season of basketball. So Mikey Williams is back. So we're gonna watch a couple of UCF games as well. Cooper Flagg, I gotta watch more of Cooper Flagg with Duke. I seen some highlights of him in high school, and then everybody saw the Cooper Flagg video that went viral at the USA camp this summer. So gonna watch some Cooper Flagg, gonna watch some Mikey Williams, Masterpiece, Son of Mercy. I forget what team he's on. Hold on. Before we leave, let's go to the research department and see. I think Mercy Miller, Romeo brother, Masterpiece. I'm trying to see what team he played for. He plays for Houston, the Houston basketball team. Yeah, so he played for the Houston college team. So yeah, we'll watch some Mercy. So yeah, we're gonna watch him at Houston. So yeah, basketball is back. I'm very excited. The women's and men's. So in NBA is back. Like I said, the WNBA is coming to a close, but you're never gonna get even more basketball from now to next July, next June. If we're being honest, basketball really don't end until August. Cause you got the summer league. Really, basketball is all year round. Cause if you count the women's too, basketball doesn't stop. Like even the NBA is done, you got WNBA. So basketball is the it, like it's never like it like it's never stopped. So yeah, basketball is gonna be nonstop going. All right, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the pod. I'm gonna go stream on this other platform and see what's popping over there. This man, episode 15, another episode of the podcast. Like I said, y'all go subscribe, follow, and listen to my podcast wherever you get it. iHeart, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. Go subscribe, listen to more basketball. Will be coming soon every week. Hopefully y'all have a good night and a good day. And I'm gonna holler at y'all in episode 16. Peace.